It is John Murphy Show presented by Napa Auto Parts. John Murphy, Donald Jones in our One Buffalo studio in the Ad Pro Sports Training Center. Outside at New Era Field today, it was day two of organized team activity. And joining us right now in studio, coming off the field, is Cordy Glenn, Bills left tackle Cordy Glenn. Thanks for coming by, Cordy. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Good to have you in here. We've been trying to connect with you to get you on the show for a while because, you know, people are interested in you and what you're up to and how your offseason has gone and really what your, you know, your outlook is for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on.
What do you think about, as you look back at last season, missing five games, health-wise, how are you going into this year, do you think?
Right now I'm just, you know, attacking the rehab process real hard and just trying to be ready for the seasons. We're expecting big things this year, so I'm just trying to do my part in it.
Now, when you have to rehab something like this, I know guys have different ways that they work out in the off season. You're going into your 6 years, so you might have your way that you like to work out in the off season, but because that you have to rehab, does that change your normal way of working out?
I don't think so necessarily because, you know, we have like a great staff and, it's okay for to, they have their plan for you and then you can have suggestions of things that you would like to add to it. So it kind of balances out and works out for everybody.
Donald and I were talking, earlier today and even over the last couple of weeks or so, what seems to be, at least from the outside looking in, a pretty high level of participation in all of these off-season workout sessions. There's a lot of people here on a pretty regular basis, right?
Yes. There's a lot of guys here. Everybody's buying in. Everybody's here working hard, getting better, taking the coaching, studying, doing the homework.
Is it typically like this, or, you know, does this new coach, is his message and his vision really resonating around that locker room?
I think definitely it's different. It's a lot of different just from the aspect. It's just I think Coach McDermott is like he's really detailed, mm-hmm. and I think he's helping us become really detailed and worrying about the small things. You know, just focusing on your technique, just your fundamentals, how you carry yourself when you walk around the building, just all the little small things that sometimes you might just forget about or not really think about.
Mm-hmm. We Donald and I each got a quick look yesterday at day one of the OTAs, and what is striking is it's only practice, but it does seem high intensity. It seems like there's a lot of energy, right? Maybe more so than what you've had for a couple of years.
Well, there's always intensity, but I definitely feel another level this off season with practice out there. Guys are trying to push each other, get each other better. It's pretty serious out there right now.
Did Coach McDermott plant that seed, or is it just something you and your teammates pick up from this new coaching staff?
Yes, I think it's Coach McDermott and his staff, and as well as just our veteran players setting the tone and letting all the younger guys know what's to be expected.
Because you've been around, you know, you're going into your sixth year here now with the Bills. You know what it's been like. Obviously, every team you've been on wanted to win, but how do you think it is different? What is the approach? How does it change from what you've been around through your first 5 years with the Bills?
I think guys are more being treated more accountable, and we're doing a big job, better job of just having a clear focus and direction of what we want to do, and everybody's following that one plan, and we're not doing too much of just all types of stuff. It's pretty clear.
That's one thing for the coaches to you know, relay their message down to everybody. But what about the leaders in the locker room in terms of how this is the way we're going to practice, this is the way we're going to meet, different things like that? Because there's been so much talk about leadership in the locker room, and last year there was lack of leadership in the locker room. Do you see anything different this year?
We've got the same as far as, like, the offensive line. You know, we got, like, Eric Wood. He's more of a vocal leader, mm-hmm. and he's going to vocalize it. And then we have Richie, and he's more of a lead-by-example guy. So, I mean, just from the O-line standpoint, I think we do a good job of in that direction of just just knowing what our plan is and just going out there with the right approach every day and being professionals.
In studio with Cordy Glenn, Bills left tackle, you have a new coaching staff, and it includes a veteran offensive line coach in Juan Castillo. What's your early impressions of him?
Oh, man, I like Coach Castillo a lot. He's a hard worker, and he expects the best out of you. And he doesn't really sugarcoat it. He just tells you straight up how he wants you to be, and I really respect that. he pushes us, man, and I can see like that's taking us a long way from already being a pretty good offensive line, and then you having a coach like that to not just come in and just be like, oh, y'all are good, so whatever. He's pushing us. He wants us to be the best that we can possibly be. So I really respect that.
When I first met him, when he first got hired, I was working out in the weight room. He was in there, and he started to tell us, like, I mean, first from when he first met me, he started to tell me, like, his whole life story.
Yeah.
And he seems like the type of guy who he's a good coach, a good teacher, but also a good mentor and a guy that likes to talk to you about your personal life and things like that.
Right, outside of football, you can just have a conversation with him. And then on the field, it's all business. It's a nice balance. He's a great guy.
I've said this a couple of times. He was here as a minority coaching fellow. It was at Fredonia, so it had to be 15, 20 years ago. And he made an impression. I mean, I remember him. You know, some, they have these coaches on the sidelines during camp, and you're like, hey, whatever. He made an impression on me that stuck with me 20-some years. He's a pretty impressive guy.
Yeah, he was telling us, like, he started, like, I think it was, like, 1992 as an intern here, and now he's back. So that was pretty cool to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one other thing I noticed about Coach Castillo, and if you watch a little bit of practice, you can see the attention to detail. I mean, he kind of breaks down to everything down to little tiny steps sometimes and hand placement, huh?
Yeah, I think he breaks everything down, but at the same time, he does a good job of just making it simple for your linemen. So it's not so much thinking because we already have a lot on our plates. But I think he does a really good job of just making you understand it from the simplest point and not having to think about so much and just going out there and playing fast.
Cordy, I was at the I came out here and watched the rookies over the weekend, and a lot of people focused on one of the second-rounders, Deion Dawkins. You've seen him now for a couple of workouts here in OTAs. Any early thoughts on Deion Dawkins?
Yeah, I've been watching him out there because I haven't really been practicing. But, I think he's got a lot of talent. He's got really, really nice feet. Right now, he just got here, so he's just figuring it out, and he's just taking in coaches, coaching, and he's just working.
Now, he was a guy who played basketball when he was younger, and I know a lot of linemen that play basketball. They, you know, a lot of them, they want the ball in the football games. Like, just give me a catch or something like that. So you think you could take him in a one-on-one?
Definitely.
Did you play basketball?
Yeah, I played a little basketball, too.
Okay,
you guys got
that in common.
When you say he's got really quick feet, how does that help an offensive lineman? Like somebody who might not, you know, most people don't, even, you know, most people don't watch offensive linemen. Cordy, you know that. what does quick feet do for an offensive lineman?
I don't know. I think just from the standpoint that most defensive linemen have quick feet too, and sometimes, you know, having quick feet, sometimes when you get in trouble, to kind of save you and bail you out sometimes.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, he's got quick feet.
Yeah. Now, yes, quick feet. Does it also help in, I guess, like reach blocks? And what about this system, this zone type of system where you have to kind of be on the move a little bit, right? Does the quick feet help out in that?
Yeah, definitely. Just having quick feet and just being able to move and being able to run certain type of schemes like wide zone or getting out in space or anything. So it definitely helps.
Has the scheme changed a lot from what you can tell, what you've done the last couple of years to what Coach Castillo wants you guys to do this year?
Yes. Like, I mean, every time you have a new online coach, it's going to be little tweaks and here and there. But at the same time, things that we were good at, we're not focusing on as much. Mm-hmm. And things that we weren't good at, we were focusing on, and we're trying to clean those things up.
What's it like now, 6 years into the league, where you've been doing things a certain way, and then a coach comes in and says, I want you to change your hand placement here, but you've been so comfortable and doing something a certain way? Are you just open to change like that, or can you even say to him, like, Coach, I've been doing it this way for a long time?
I think it's a good balance, as far as just like communicating and saying, oh, well, I've been doing this way, but at the same time, understanding that it could actually be something that could help you out and make you a better player too. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good balance when it comes to that.
Corey, you guys, as an offensive line, have accomplished quite a bit over the last couple of years, number one rushing attack for 2 years running. How important is it to continue that, and what other goals do you think your group as a unit have set for 2017?
We pride ourselves, man. Our goal is we want to be the best. We want to be the best in the NFL, so we pride ourselves on doing the little things and coming to work every day, you know, and giving our best effort and trying to help this team out and do our part.
How far away is this team from playoff contention? I know Coach McDermott doesn't shy away from playoffs, does he?
That's the goal. Right now, it's about taking it one day at a time and getting better. And like I said, focusing on the fundamentals and techniques and all the small little detail things. And we're just going to keep doing that, and we'll try to be in the playoffs.
All right. Sounds good. Cordy, thanks. I'm glad we finally got you in here.
No problem.
Thanks.